USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's foreign minister is calling for sanctions on Tehran after Iranian-made drones reportedly killed several people in the capital city of Kyiv. The minister said sanctions would send a strong message to any country thinking about helping Russia in its war against Ukraine. This as the White House is strongly condemning the attack.
We are going to continue to work with our allies and partners. We will continue to impose costs on Russia, hold them accountable, and for its war crimes.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, Ukraine claims at least four people in an apartment building were killed. Federal officials say more than 1,000 fake driver's licenses were seized at an airport in Louisville. Authorities found nearly 1,100 fake U.S. licenses, as well as some Australian, Canadian, and even U.K. licenses. The fake IDs were made in Hong Kong and were being shipped to an address in Cincinnati. Chinese President Xi Jinping asserts full control over Hong Kong in remarks to Communist Party leaders. He also weighs in on the possibility of taking over Taiwan as well. On Fox News, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says if the United States doesn't take action soon, Taiwan could end up like Ukraine.
We face a very real chance of Taiwan becoming the next Ukraine within the next 5 to 10 years. Chairman Xi right now is making that very clear that he's going to do it one way or another. So the question is, are we running out of time from the United States standpoint to deter that from happening?
It all comes down to one game for the New York Yankees and Cleveland Guardians. They meet Monday night in a winner-take-all Game 5 of the ALDS in the Bronx. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A Republican senator is accusing the White House of not wanting the pandemic to end.
The team behind him, what I call that cabal in the White House, they have to keep this pandemic going so that they can spend more taxpayer money the way they want to.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn claiming the Biden administration is doing so to get more people to vote with a mail-in ballot. A new internet provider may be available in your area.
The next level of internet connections rolls out next month in select cities. Google Fiber is launching 5-gig and 8-gig plans next year. Both tiers will come with Wi-Fi 6 routers and two mesh extenders. The 5-gig tier will cost you about $125 a month. The 8-gig tier will cost about $150 a month. Google Fiber customers in Utah, Kansas City, and West Des Moines, Iowa will be able to try out the new tiers as early as next month. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Democratic Senate candidate and Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman will debate Republican candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz next week. Appearing on Fox News, Dr. Oz explains why the debate is taking place so close to Election Day.
John Fetterman stalled. He obfuscated. He created every excuse possible. Finally, because there was a huge onslaught of media pressure on him, agreed to a single debate as late as possible.
Fetterman is continuing to recover from a stroke he suffered in May. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that, because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.